This is Jordan. Hello?
Hi, this is Cheryl with XPO. Did you request a callback?
I did, Cheryl. XPO was supposed to install my appliances last Thursday. They did not come because of weather, and they were supposed to reschedule me to this Thursday and today. And I called this morning because I never got a confirmation call, and no one has me on the schedule, and my appliances are sitting in my garage, not installed. So I called this morning to try to figure out if we could get somebody out to my house because the first install date was too far out. And so I'm calling to check the status of that ticket.
Is the phone number on the order 636-734-7476?
Yeah.
Okay, please hold on waiting for the order to file. Still waiting for the order to load. Just give me a moment.
Sure. Lindenwood, Coach Line. This would be really easy. Knew everything. Problem is back to that. He wants 190 for it.
Really?
So for 260. You could maybe push 275, maybe. But you'd probably have appraisal problems. It's a perfect little ranch, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm talking about
200 is our math. No.
Okay, can you verify the first and last name and the address as well?
Jordan Garecki. 12232 Claremont, Wright City, Missouri, 63390. So that's pretty busted up.
Unfinished basement?
Well, it's unfinished now because they have water. There's a bunch of hardwood down here.
I would love to be right about 6 feet from the pool.
Yeah.
There's no active water.
Okay, so it looks like they've scheduled you for March the 9th. They're stating that it's the next available day.
So, I mean, that's unacceptable because it's unacceptable. Like, the guy called last week and said, hey, we'll put you on the schedule for next Thursday. I said, great, my appliances are coming on Wednesday. And he said, okay, great, we'll see you then. And my appliances came yesterday, and they're sitting in my garage, and they're supposed to sit in my garage for 2 weeks. I don't understand how that can happen.
Okay, so I'm not sure you spoke with who informed you that, but this is from the manager. They stated that that day was never available, and the next day is March the 9th.
Right, but my appointment was canceled due to weather. So with that being said, then you address the people's appointments who were canceled due to weather and push the other people back. Everybody
okay, I'm not sure
back.
How that works, sir, but the manager's already stated that no one's coming out to the home today. The next available day is the 9th.
Can I talk to a manager, please?
I can send you over to them. The only thing we could do is send an email over, and they'll have to follow up with you.
Yeah, can you have someone call me ASAP, please?
Sure. Is it anything else I can help you with?
No.
Thanks for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
So it's pretty bad. Yeah. Like, it's really bad.
Right now?
Like, really, really bad. Like, you can see the daylight on the side of my house.
What's on there? How much is that?
He said it was like 16,000 with wood. Roof would probably be 5 to 7. Yeah. So 210. So that's 230. So then, if I can call it for 269. Yeah. I could maybe ask him if he could do 185. It's small up there.
They can open up the massive bedroom is really small.
Yeah.
It's a small mansion.
But you could finish it cheaper because it's small. You know?
Yeah. And you open the concept, and that's what everybody wanted.
Yeah. And this, you would refinish this down here so there'd be a finished lower level. But where the unfinished part is where all the damage is, and somebody's going to come down here and walk right out because, you know, the wall is caved in. It's like this. The back wall is like this instead of this. So it needs wall anchors and... and then you're going to have to put up some concrete to do the wall anchors.
It needs to be ripped up anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice. You're right across the street from the pool. Yeah, the siding is good. Gutters are fine. You might not need to